Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine. Palm trees blowing in the wind. We wish you were here. Glory be to God. This is a beautiful day with a little overcast. Just a little, but we'll make it through that too, won't we? Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for you, you, and you once more and again. We want to let you know we love you. We really, really love you. Oh, and we send you all our love. And our hugs and our prayers to you, you, and you. May God bless you richly today. All right, we are praying, still praying for Zara. She needs help. Pray for her. Young school-age girl. Father, we pray for Zara today, Father, that you touch her. Lord, surround her with your protective angels, God, that as she go to and fro, Lord, that she will, Lord, know that God is on her side. And, Father, get out her mind, Lord, God, remove from her mind, Father, of suicide. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch and deliver right now in Jesus' name. Father, we still pray for Eddie Brathwaite. We pray for him, Father, that you touch and deliver him today, Father God. Continually keep him in your hand. Lord, we ask you to also touch Kathy. Continue to touch her and touch her recovery and her healing and whatever else is wrong with her. Also, Father, we ask that you touch and deliver her right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask you to touch Mari Hernandez. They need help, Lord, from the blood and the skin condition right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy on them right now in Jesus' name. Bridget, we pray for Bridget today, Father God. We call her right now into your healing vein right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch and deliver. Father, we ask you to touch Betty Dubias, who had a stent, and touch her right now wherever she is, Lord, that she may be completely made whole right now in Jesus' name. Father, continue to touch Lanae Ethene, Lord. Touch her, Father God, in Jesus' name, and keep her free from cancer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you have done thus far. Father, we want to pay special attention to Danielle Powell, Father God, somewhere there in Sanford, Florida. Father, we ask you to touch and deliver her right now, Lord God. Let her get in touch in some kind of way, God. Let us know how she's doing, Lord God. We like to hear when you answer prayer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Father, touch them right now, God. Touch all those that are sick, suffering, going through, God. Touch my children, grandchildren, and what have you, Lord. Touch all the great-grandchildren, niece, nephews, whoever. Father, we ask you to touch them right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch the ministry, God. Oh, Lord, bring it up where it belongs, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus today, God. Refresh us, restore us, replenish us, God, in Jesus' name, and add to the church such as should be saved, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, if we thank you for it today, God, we thank you for your manifold blessings, Father, that you bestowed upon us so many times. We thank you for the healing of our bodies, Father God, how you've healed it from time to time, Father. We thank you for healing the pastors today, God. All the pastors that need healing, God, we thank you for them right now. They're going through, God. Touch those ones that are giving up, Lord. Don't let them give up. Those that you've called, Lord, Father God, let them stand, God. Stand strong in you, Father God, and know and trust you, God, that you are the only one that can bring them out. Father, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch the leaders of this nation, God. They need your help right now, Father God. Jesus' name, those that are here already and those that are trying to get in. Father God, we need you to touch and clean up America, Father. Oh, Lord God Almighty, have mercy on this nation, God, that once was everyone wanted to come in. Now, Lord God, it's a sore to everyone. Father, in the name of Jesus, even us that are here, Lord God, we have nowhere to run but to you, God. We're leaning on you today, God. We can't leave home. We can't leave America because this is our home, Father. But even though people trying to say it's not, we, Lord, got to stand anyhow. All the saints, we call them to war right now. War with the enemy. Yes, yes, yes. If you want to be one of those warriors, you get in touch with us. You can call us on this broadcast while we on it, 347-857-3925. You can call us and just let us know you want to be one of those counted as rising up, taking back your country. Yes. In the spiritual realm, we ain't battling no other way, but in the spiritual realm. And if we get together, oh, my God, what we can do. Yes, yes, yes. You call this number, they let us know, or write us, you know, as the announcer will give you at the end of the broadcast. We'll give you our address. You can write us and let us know that you're standing with us because we declaring war on the devil. He declared war on us. Now let's declare war on him because we know that we the winner anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you still got to fight. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to win in the end. So let's put up a good fight. That means come together, children, come together. And we thank God for you. I'm thanking God for all of you that's coming together with me. Yes, going to stand. We're going to fight this fight. Good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Are you ready to fight? That's what I want to know. Huh? Praise God. Now, you know, this is the name of this broadcast is Time to Talk About It. And we will talk about it. You can believe that, don't you? Amen. All right, let me give you a nice little word for today. Committed Christians can courageously confront, calmly challenge, and creatively cope with every crisis. Is that you? Shall I repeat that again? Committed, you know, committed, C-O-M-M-I-T-T-E-D. Committed Christians can courageously confront, calmly challenge, and creatively cope with every crisis. You don't let no crisis get you down. Do you get the picture here today? If we don't do nothing else but say that. You know we got a good word. That's a word, ain't it? Well, I tell you, we thank God for being here today. We thank God for our blessed preacher here with us today also. We thank you, praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Bonds and we thank God for the incoming prophet, Nathan, praise God. We thank God for Deacon Mike. Lord, we got some titles in here today, don't we? My. And we thank God for you, you, and you. Yes, yes. We want to ask you to forgive us. It wasn't our fault that the computer, the phone line, and everything went out on the broadcast on yesterday. We found out there's a whole lot of something happened out here near the house, near the place, in fire trucks and police cars, all kind of everything was out there, you know. I don't know what really happened. But after a bit, it did come back on, so you can tell we on now, huh? Amen, amen, amen. You know, devil just gets mad. Lord, have mercy. He gets so mad, he wants to stop everything, don't you? Was you enjoying the broadcast yesterday? Is that what we did? We stirred him up. We stirred that devil up till he just wanted to get us off, and that's the only way he could get us off. Do you know he tried touching my throat? He tried touching it, you know, trying to make where I couldn't talk, you know. So he couldn't stop nothing there. I kept pushing and pushing, and he won't make me cough and everything. You know, he don't care who he used and how he used you, long as he can stop you. Do you get the picture? That's what he does. That's what he does best. Let's say it like that. Now, that's what the devil does best. But, you know, we going on anyhow, aren't we? We're not going to let it stop us. I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm going on just the same. Yeah, you can call and tell me. Did you get any of that yesterday? Just call me at 347-857-3925 and let me know if you got anything out of yesterday. You know, I know it wasn't long, but we was going at, you know, when the fire's hot, that's when you keep cooking. Ain't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let the fire go out. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I tell you, I enjoy my salvation, people. I'm just going to tell you right now, this old girl enjoys her salvation. Oh, yeah, you know, I forgot to pray for a couple of people. One of my brother-in-law, his mother passed two months ago, and his daughter passed yesterday. So I want you to pray for him. He's in New York there, and I want you to keep him in prayer because he can't handle it too much. You know, he's like going to pieces. Okay, and you know, that would make you go too. You know, and all. And she was young, 29. So, you know, pray for them. You know, I've been praying for him, but I know he needs prayer even more now because he took the death of his mother real, real bad. You know, also, so now his daughter gone. I don't know what's going to happen. But you pray for her and pray for him. Pray for her mother also, too, you know, and just pray for them that they survive. And you're in New York, you just pray for survival, don't you? Praise the Lord. But we also praying for Mother Jackson there in Jacksonville, Florida. She just died, too, yesterday or day before, too, also. And Lord have mercy, they having a fit there, too. So listen, pray for them. You know they need prayer at this time. When they lose a loved one, some people can't cope with the loss. All right? So we that know how it is, God is doing something for them and for everybody concerned, you pray for them. Keep them in your prayers, okay? Because it could be you. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, we were talking about the subconscious, huh? We were talking about impressing your subconscious with expectation. Now, we didn't expect. Now, that was the unexpected yesterday when the line went off on our part, right? That we didn't expect that, did we? So today we are expecting God to bring us on through. Aren't we doing that today? Yes, yes, yes. And we thought about what Job had said. You know, we talked about what Job had said about acquaint thyself with him and be at peace with God and be at peace. Okay, you need to know who God is in your life and if you can trust him or not. Can you trust him? Can you trust God today? Praise God. That's what we like to know. Can you trust God? Thank you. Can you trust God today? This is what we'd like to know. Acquaint yourself. Now get some knowledge about your God. Is he, will he, can he? Huh? Now think about that. Ask yourself, do you trust in him enough to allow him to take control over your life and that you will do what he bids you to do or command you to do? Can you do these things? Can you live like he told you to live? Because when you live like God tell you to live, you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And when you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you have inherited. You have an inheritance that, let me tell you, you ain't got room to receive it. If he give it all to you at one time, you wouldn't be able to hold it. You're nothing. The world wouldn't even hardly hold it because he done what? Given you so many blessings that you won't have nothing to put them in. So now don't you want to know that man that done this for you? I know I would if I didn't know him, but you know, I found out something. I am expecting great things to happen. All right, I'm expecting great things to come forth in my life, you know. Now, if you don't expect nothing, you don't get nothing. You do know that, don't you? I hope you do. I'm not looking for anything. You ever hear people say, I'm putting in my offering, I'm giving God this offering, but I'm not looking for anything. Now, you need to quit. Because when the man told you about sowing seed, you jumped up and put that money in. So when you put it in, you want the blessing to come forth. You want to be a millionaire. You want a husband. You want a wife. You want a house. You want a new car. You want a motorcycle. You want something, or you may even want some children. God bless your little heart. Praise God. But you are sowing to get a harvest, huh? Anytime you plant seed, whether spiritually or naturally so, you are expecting a harvest. Did you hear me? You don't know how the harvest is going to yield, whether it'll be like, you know, the watermelon vine. You know, you see them big watermelons, see one over here and one over there, or be a cornfield where there's so many ears of corn on one stalk. You see what I'm saying? It could be like tomatoes. When you plant tomatoes, you are looking for a tomato, but when you look, you have a whole line of tomatoes. You have pounds and pounds of tomatoes there because of that one seed that you planted. You see what I'm saying? So the same way goes with God. When you plant seeds of love, when you plant seeds of temperance and long-suffering and all gentleness and kindness, and, you know, you don't have these old attitudes and all that, you can expect the best that God has. Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm telling you today, you can expect the best. Yes, you can, because he promised it to you, didn't he? Now, he did never tell you you weren't going through any problems, did he? God never said you weren't going through them. But in all that you go through, Jesus is right there by your side, and he's going to be there. He said always. He'll be there always. And when he's there always, that means what? Through your trials and your tribulation, when the water gets so that it's about to surround you and overtake you and drown you almost, he's there to pick you up, draw you out and dry you off, isn't it? When your tears get so heavy and you can't stop crying and crying and crying, what does he say he's going to do? He's going to wipe away all your tears. Now, if he said he's going to wipe away all your tears, you can do what? Expect that. So don't say, I don't expect nothing. I'm not expecting anything from God. Well, I am. Praise God, and you are too. You want God to give you long life, don't you? You're expecting him to hear that prayer. When it's something you want, your child is sick, you're expecting God to heal them, aren't you? Praise God, hallelujah. Let me tell you right now, you expect the unexpected. And when you expect to be called, what did he tell you? He say he knows the expected end that he have for you. He know what he have for you. Do you hear me? Praise God. I trust that you're receiving this today, because some of you are going around and trying to be humble. I'm not asking God for anything because he already gave me a whole lot. But there's some more that you need, that you want, that you're asking for, so you ought to expect it to come. You want an increase on your job, don't you? So you're expecting God to move on your boss, even though your boss may not be in Christ Jesus. He may not want anything to do with the Lord, but you're expecting God to move on him in his condition and give you a raise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So you see, we are always expecting something of God. We are expecting something regardless of whether we living for him or not. And most of the time is this people that are not doing what God has called them to do or should be doing or getting acquainted with him if they don't know him. They expect something too, because, you know, when something happens, they go saying, oh, Lord, have mercy. They start calling on him. So, you know, they're doing what? Expecting God to deliver them. Expecting God to make it better, whatever the situation is in their life. Do you get the picture? Oh, I know you do. Glory be to God. But I want you to expect more today than you did yesterday. Forget your past. Forget what you don't have. Forget the little paycheck you're getting right now. You're getting a Burger King paycheck right about now. And people say, well, that ain't no money. Well, it's enough for you right now when you didn't have anything. So you always expect God to give you more, a better job with more pay, or to get elevated even in the midst of that Burger King job. You can get elevated. You can become one of the franchise owners, so therefore you're elevated to more pay. You see, you always expect God to increase. You're expecting God to elevate you. You're expecting God to bring you to another realm in him. Glory be to God, where you can receive more revelations and what have you in God. You be used greatly by him. Now, if you don't expect him to use you, he won't use you. Do you see what I'm saying? Because when you begin to expect God to do something, that means you're going to do more. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to give more of your time and yourself to God. You're going to give more of your monies to God. You're going to do everything more than what you did before. Think about it right now. Listen at me now. Let me tell you now. When you start expecting something, you're going to start doing something, aren't you? Because you know, if you don't work, you don't get paid. Ain't that right? Praise God, hallelujah. If you don't pray, you still don't get paid. My God. You see how it works now? And you've been around, say, you don't expect nothing. God done all he can do for me. No. God can go further than you can imagine. You see, what did he tell you? He said, I have not seen, ear ain't heard, neither has it entered into your mind. You can't even imagine what God has for you. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, that brings me to this. And I ran across a little story in the book, Glory to God, in Genesis. I ran across this story, and I thought I'd tell you this story about Laban. You know, some call him Lebanon, and I call him Laban because it started L.A. You know, so, the prophet, you know, and it goes on this hip. In the 20, let me see where we should start. And, you know, you like to have the whole story sometime about him, you know, and everything. But we're not going to have the whole story because it would take too long, okay? So we're just going to give you some of the story. In the 30th chapter, and we're going to start at the 27th verse. But let's go to 26 first and see what happened to him. Jacob said to Laban, you know, after he was there and got his wife and everything, he said, give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done. Well, I guess, you know, the man got tired. He working for these women to get these women and everything. He done work. And Laban, I seem to tell you, he took advantage, you know, but you got to understand, you reap what you sow. And he had to remember that what he had done, you see, so it came back on him. You know, people don't seem to realize that, but this is a good reminder here. You know, and Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord had blessed me for thy sake. Now, you know, the devil can tell you the truth, but he has little ding-dongs on behind it, okay? He has a scheme behind what he just said, huh? He say, for the Lord had blessed him. You know, he learned this by experience, well, which he should have. You know, if you can't learn by experience, how can you learn? Ain't that right? But see, he come up with this here because he want to keep his good thing going. You know what I'm saying? See, Laban wanted to keep his good thing going. He knew why he was being blessed. He knew that because Jacob was there working, he was getting blessed. You see? Now, he using that to his advantage. You know, you see how people use words? Do you see? He using that for his advantage. All right, let's go on with the little story. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. Now, you mean tell me this man been working for you all this time, and you ain't paid him? You see what I'm saying? Now he fixing to leave you and go out on his own, and now you want to have a fit. Now, let me tell you, Jacob is a leader. Now, he don't know he was a leader, but he's a leader, okay? Because God chose him. And this is what he said unto him. Thou knowest how I have served thee and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little when thou hadst before I came. You ain't had, let's say, in other words, you ain't had nothing when I got here. So because of me, you got what you got. This is what Jacob is telling him, okay? Now, he noticed this. He noticed God moving there because of him, and maybe God was talking to him. He say, before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. That means you got the overflow. because I'm here. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, some of you is in jobs that you don't want to be. You don't want to be, and you expect this is a dead-end job. This is what you're saying. Well, I ain't expecting nothing to come out of here because this is a dead-end job. You don't write it off just because of that, okay? Because you could be there for somebody there already or the business itself. You see, and God began to, now, let me tell you, we don't brag, we ain't bragging, we know, we had church in Fort Lauderdale, and I always have these nice little experiences. We had church in this funeral home. When we went in there, the man ain't had no bodies. He didn't even have a car to hearse to get the bodies with when the bodies came. When we went there in the funeral home to have church in the chapel, didn't have nothing. You hear what I'm saying? And when we started going having church there, after a while, wasn't long, the man had more bodies than he could deal with. He got hearses. He had so many hearses. I mean, he just got hearses. He got him a new car. His wife got a new car. And I mean, he was just flourishing. You hear? And I say, okay, so now look, he got so many bodies when we go into chapel, they still hanging around all over the place, you know? And we have to push him out and push him somewhere else. And because he got so many bodies now. You see, because we were there, he was being blessed. So one day I say, you know, I've been here too long. I'm beginning to look like your corpse. I say, I got to go. He said, no, 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 you ain't going to leave now, are you? I say, oh, yeah, I got to go. I've been here with you 2 years. I've got to go. He did not want us to leave because we were his, what, blessing. We was like, he was Lebanon and we was Jacob, okay? Blessing his house. Now, I don't know what happened since I'm gone, but all we know is that his house got blessed because he allowed us to use his facility when we didn't have one to have church in. You see what I'm talking about? You never know why you're in a place, okay? And when you then, you don't just, you leave a blessing there, but you bless the people's spirits too. The spirits get blessed, and they see how God is blessing you. Glory be to God. And they be going to want some of the same thing. Then, do you see what I'm saying? So, you know, when you go someplace, you expect God to move, but he move in his way and his time, the way he wants to move. Do you see what I'm saying? You can't stop that. See what he's saying? He said, Lord, have blessed thee since my coming. He said, and now when shall I provide for mine own house also? He said, now you getting all the money. You know how we going to talk. You know you going to murmur and talk. You getting all the money now, and I ain't getting none, and I got a family here, and I cannot take care of my family. I need to get on out here and make some money where I can take care of my family. Now, you probably would say that, wouldn't you? Oh, you do. So this is where the man had the same problem you got, huh? And he said, the 31st verse, he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. Huh? So let me tell you, the man, God done talked to this man, done talked to Jacob, okay, and gave Jacob a plan. Now, you, I'm going to understand this. Most people leave a place without a plan. They may leave because of the condition, okay? The condition for him was not favorable. The man was using him. Let's just say the man used him. But he couldn't cry because he know he was getting paid for what he'd done. You see? So he dealt with it until the time that God put in his heart that it's time for you now to leave. Now you got to go to your own. What I have already planned planned for you after your trials that you had to go through. It took some years to go through the trial. Are you one of those ones that is you've been going through these great trials for years and look like it ain't never going to end? Well, there is an end, huh? There's an expected end. Now tell yourself, I got an expected end. Go on, talk to yourself now. I have an expected end. Now, I've been going through for years now, and look like it ain't never ended, won't end, ain't going to end nowhere in sight. But because God said, I have given you an expected end, this is my season for my expected end, the end that he has already prepared for me. I'm getting ready right now. I'm fixing to walk through that door of expectation. It's what you're doing right now. Come on now, because you done did everything, you done went through and went through and went through and looked like you was about to give up. But God said, no, 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 just keep going just a little while longer. I'm going to bring you out. As I began to read on in this story, you know, it was getting there. Now, this is about some speckled and spotted cattles and brown cattles, color, color, color. It's about colors. It's about the cattles, and God is about to work a miracle for Jacob, you see. So let's jump down to the 33rd chapter. He says, so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come. See, when God began to tell him what it's going to happen, and he tells Laban what he's going to do, and all, they making a deal here now, okay, because Laban just don't want to lose his good thing. You know how it is. Think about you live with an abusive person, huh, and you tell them you're going to leave. They don't want to lose their good thing. They want something to beat on, somebody to beat on and misuse and abuse and everything. And they really get crazy then. They may try to kill you because they don't want to lose the good thing, but they're going to lose it in the end, or they're going to be locked up or dead one. Huh? They're still lost. But people don't have that understanding of what is going on in life. You know, you cannot mistreat people continually and think they're going to continually stay there for you to mistreat them. Huh? They will get tired and bail out on you. Okay? That's it, if they can. Because some is so bound till they can't. They're afraid. Fear has gripped them. See, so therefore, if you are fearful, you have no expectation. You expect to stay in that situation the rest of your life, don't you? This is what you expect to do. Stay in that the rest of your life. But you cannot stay in that situation the rest of your life. You can never accomplish what God called you to because you are fear. You got to break loose. Hey, Jacob broke loose. He had to go. So God gave him a plan, and he gave it to Laban. And you can read that at your leisure how he did it. But I just love the way he put together these things and how God had put in his heart how to make himself rich. Huh? You see what I'm saying? You know, if I done worked for this man all these years and I got wives and children, and I got all this here, and I ain't got nothing to show for this to take care of my own family, huh? So something got to give. You start talking to God, don't you? Huh? Something got to give here, God. Something got to give. Now, let me tell you. Now, Jacob did do something. When you started the 37th verse, you'll find out that he had to do something, and he did it. But when he started putting all of this together, I was thinking about it. What do you see? Can you see manifest your expectation, what you see? Huh? Think about it now. What you see, can it manifest what you expect? Well, now, think about these cows that his cattle that he had, he put the colors there before their eyes by what? In the gutters where they feed and come to drink it, drink water. Huh? So when he put them there, whatever their eyes, and when they drank it, I was saying, this is what I said to myself. Now, I ain't got nothing to back that up. The cattle, when they drank from that stream and whatever that color was there, huh, it did what? It came in the color from the rods that he put there had to do what? Drain off in the water, and it goes into the cattle system and cause the color to come out. That's my idea. Now, if you've got one, let me hear it. You can call 347-857-3925. Now, that's my idea. Because when you read it finally, he said in the 41st verse, and it came to pass when soever the stronger cattle did conceive that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. He had a plan, but it was whose plan? God's plan. You hear what I'm saying? God's plan. And I'm just going to go to this last verse. You can read this story at your leisure. At the 43rd verse, and the man increased, Jacob increased exceedingly and had much cattle, maid servants, men servants, camels and asses. The man had everything that he needed to take care of his family. God gave him, I say, a double overflow. God gave him a double overflow because he listened to what God told him. He didn't just run out of Levin's house. He told him he was leaving. Let me tell you, that's just like the church today. He told him he was leaving, and, you know, he tried to keep him like, you know, some pastor will try to keep you there. But when you determine to go, if God is the one leading you, they have to agree with what God said, let you go so that you can be multiplied just like Jacob was. You see what I'm saying? Have more than enough. When you don't be a covenant breaker, you don't break the plan that God had for you. You see what I'm saying? The thing is, you've got to do it the way God say do it. Levin couldn't understand that, you know, but he had to go along with it because he'd been blessed through the man while the man was living there with him under his roof. So therefore, he went along with the plan because he know it couldn't be nothing else but God. And when it happened, he had to let him go. He had more than enough. Look at it. Say more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. Huh? I'm expecting today more than enough in my life. Tell the devil right now where you are. You are expecting more than enough in your life right now because of the righteousness of God that's in you. Hello, hallelujah. Pastor,
praise the Lord. We thank God for that word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, that is something to think about. You know, what are you expecting? Even though Jacob was in a place where he was working, he was planting his seed because he had what for what he wanted, his the wages, and was not really being paid like the money or anything like that. But the fact about it is that Laban recognized that he was blessed by what? Association. And a lot of times we don't pay attention to that, why the blessings of the Lord overtaking us, because we are being blessed by association. God is allowing you while you're in that place to be less. And what the woman of God was saying, you know, after a while, Jacob started looking around. And we get like that. If you be honest with yourself, yourself. Be honest today. After a while, you start looking around and you start taking account of everything in your life. And you messed up. We call it evaluation, self-evaluation, or, you know, God allow you to look over everything. And then you see where God has brought you from. You know that it was God that brought you through this trial and that trial. You know it was God that brought you through when the things that was done to cause harm, God turned it around for your good. Because that's what it was all about with Laban. Even though he was reaping what he was sowing, what he had sown, God's blessing still was with him. But God was bringing him through a process for him to know that he had to depend on God. He had to trust in God because he could not go back home. Why? Because he messed up when he took what belonged to his brother. So there was no place for him to go backward. He only can go forward. And when you go through different trials and different tests in your life, it's not the time to go backward, but it's go forward. Push forward. Depend on God. Trust in him. If he can do it for Jacob, he can do it just for you. Because we all have a Laban in our life. It may come to what as a challenge in your life, but you know what? God just setting you up for a blessing. God was allowing him to know to he had to depend on him. And I like what when the word was coming down further down about the speckle, the different color, and the brown ones and the speckle. I tell you, only God can do it. See, man cannot get the glory in that, but God got the glory. God got the glory because God gave him the what to do. How many of us pay attention to the instruction, what to do? What to do? You may say, well, I'm just getting sick and tired and sick and tired. Remember now, he worked how many years for Rachel, right? And then he got tricked and he got Leah. And then he worked how many more years again for Rachel. And so imagine he was there working and achieving, getting whatever it is he wanted. He wanted Rachel in the first place, but he was tricked and he ended up with Leah. But then he ended up working, and then he had to work again. And you, some of us would say, you know what? This has been going on too long. But he was right at the end of his blessing. If think about it. If he did not pay attention, according to verse 31, if he did not pay attention, or verse 30, if he did not pay attention and he left, he would not have attained all the blessing. Because even when you look in the next chapter, in verse 31, when Laban's son saying, Jacob our father, and he heard the word of Laban's son saying, Jacob had taken away all that was our father's. And that of which was our fathers had he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy father and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. See, God was letting him know. You see, when he heard the word now, Jacob paid attention. You know, you always pay attention. You can't just be walking around and just skipping through the garden and not paying attention to different things all around you. And he heard what Laban's son was saying, that, you know, imagine Jacob did all that working just to obtain the wives now, and then he stayed a little bit longer just to receive some cattle. But the thing is, the Jacob's son did not see that. They still were running their mouth. Look what he's taking. He's taking your stuff. He's taking your stuff. But don't you know today, when God has a blessing for you, it doesn't even matter what the naysayer is saying. When God moving on your behalf, it doesn't matter what opposition comes your way, but you got to continue to be stand on the word of God, because God reassured him and let him know that he was with him. It was your time to go back to home. It was your time to make that change. It was your time. I'm with you. I'm with you. And then Jacob did the necessary, make the necessary arrangement so he can go back and follow the direction of the Lord. So we are to understand today that when you are blessed and when God is for you, it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what opposition coming your way. He's working everything out just for you. A lot of times people say, won't he do it? And we all say, yes, he will. Can he do it? Yes, he can today. So continue to believe in the Lord. My expectation is not in man. My expectation is from the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the creator that speak, let there be light, and light came forth. My expectation is in him today. People may get mad with you. They may get a little bit, whatever you may call it, but you know what, and disappoint you, but there is no failure in God today. So my expectation is in him. He is on my side. He will turn it around just for you and just for me. We are to just continue to bless the Lord and praise him and say, Lord, I thank you for every trial and every test. I thank you for their little issue. I thank you when the devil come up in them and they want to do things another way. But I'm encouraged today to know that it don't matter what the plots and the snares of the enemy. When God is for you, it nothing what the enemy planned to do against you will work. You can know no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God give you the dominion and authority over the power of the enemy today, and you can speak with your mouth, and you can keep your eyes on the Lord. Stay focused today. Know that God is leading you and directing you into all truth. Know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Know that you must go through. You must stand, because this battle does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. So his expectation was in the Lord. Expectation, he was what? Looking forward. He was looking forward to a better day. He was looking forward when he didn't have to work for labor anymore. He was looking forward when he can go back into what God had promised his father and his forefathers. He was looking forward to the day he can decree and declare what God has spoken. How many of us doing that today? Are we just forgetting what God has promised us? Are you forgetting the word of prophecy that have came forth over your lifetime? Think about it today. What the word of God that God allowed the man or the woman of God to release over your life. Sometimes you need to just get a little book and write it down. If you can't remember it, write it down. And then there's times you got to go over the words that was spoken over your life. Go over the word, because you know what? Every word came for you. You may not have understand that you're going to go through the valley. You may not understand you're going to go through the storm. You did not understand there were going to be hail and wind that comes along your life. But you know what? When the word came forth for you, it was letting you know that you can make it. God is on your side. If you can just continue to stand on his word, you can overcome. So be encouraged today and know that your expectation is in the Lord. Take your eyes off man and keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, in order to receive the blessing, you must follow the instruction. Deacon Mike.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that word from the apostle, from Pastor Sherry. And you know, a lot of times people have bad perceptions of us, you know, and they be thinking that one thing is another and another thing is another. But you know, we got to get this stuff right. We got to get a lot of things right, especially in the Lord. We got to do things in the proper order, in the proper way. We can't worry about what people's perception of us is. We can't worry about those who want to hang on but don't want to do nothing. We can't worry about all these people that want to bring you down. You don't be with them. You don't even have to deal with them. The thing about it is you just worry about what God got for you, and you just do it. You just do what God got for you, and you worry about your ministry, and you help build it up. And that's all. And you bring souls to the table. And that's what it's all about, bringing souls to the table, not leaving nobody out hungry for the word of God, because the word of God is there for each and every one of us. The word of God is there for all of us. And I was wondering, how do people, you know, I ask myself sometimes, what took me so long, you know, and I try to think about that. But, you know, God has a plan, and God has a plan for each and every one of us. But we need to understand that God is there for us, and his plan for you or me may not be what we think it is. You understand what I'm saying? Because our minds can't handle God's mind, so let's face that. But a lot of people try to do that, and that ain't going to make it. That ain't going to work it. But I'm just here to tell you, I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for the apostle and the pastor today. We thank God for even waking us up this morning, you know, because we didn't have to be here. But I thank God for each and every one of you that's on today. And now we'll turn it over to Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That is definitely an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, also Pastor Sharon and Deacon Michael. I tell you, God is an awesome God. What are you expecting God to do for you today? And say you have to do something that you've never done before and expect something you've never had or seen before, operating the kingdom of expectations. Work with the unusual. And that was just a little bit coming from Apostle Porter's book, The Secret of the Kingdom Within. You know, prepare for what you expect, what God say that he's going to do for you. Always come with that expectation and trust and believe that God will take care of it. You're tuning in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Now, you heard Apostle Porter was talking earlier in the broadcast about standing with us, you know, in the gap. So here is where you can send us your information. You can send us, you know, donations. You can do that at City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And you can stand with us. Let us know that you are out there. You can also send your prayer request to C7GLO@AOL.com, and we'll be happy to take your prayer request, your praise report. You can call us on this broadcast Wednesdays and Thursdays at 9 a.m. Again, that number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. And we have already started our Thanksgiving and Christmas drive, so you can send your donations again to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. No donation is too small or large. You can also stop by our church every Sunday at 1 p.m. or every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. And just don't stop by and drop your donations off. Just come on in, sit in, and let God just saturate you with his love. And that address is 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road. It's right across from the Sorrento Library. And it's Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Again, that's 31325 CR437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road. It's directly across from the Plymouth Sorrento Library, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down, take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Let's get into that realm of expectation. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Till then, you'll be blessed. And don't forget, bless someone else today. Let's think about others other than ourselves. They may just need a smile or a hug. Bless them today. Let them know that God loves you.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and I
let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things,
that's
start,
when things
happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying, worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things
start
happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God,
he can handle it all.